Welcome to The Millennial Rant, a podcast about whatever's bothering me today. With topics ranging from politics to pop culture, there's a rant to cover everyone. For more Millennial Rant content, you can join me on the web at millennialrant.com. I'm told that this seems outside of character, but I actually really love Barbie. Like, the Mattel Barbie whole world franchise thing. I really do actually really love it. And in particular, I really love the CGI movies that were done, particularly in the Kelly Sheridan era. But I don't have a problem with Erica. I guess it was right around the time that, oh goodness, which one was it? It was the one, Barbie and the Magic Door. It was right around the time where I started to be kind of like, about the whole Barbie video franchise. But it wasn't because of the typical complaints about Barbie as much as it was that the stories were starting to get really lackluster. And, of course, for whatever reason, they decided that Barbie didn't need to have a love interest anymore, even though Ken had literally been a part of the Barbie lore franchise since the start. Mostly since the start. And, of course, I mean, you can get into the whole fact that the children that Barbie and Ken were based on were actually brother and sister, but, that, I mean, who cares? So, it's just, I really do enjoy them. Like, every year, at least, my sisters-in-law and I get together and we have a Barbie movie marathon. We watch all of the best movies. We, you know, eat popcorn with pink candy on it. And we, you know, drink pink lemonade. And, you know, it's ridiculous. And I love it. And it's just fun. I really do genuinely enjoy it. Barbie Life in the Dream House is like the best show ever. So hilarious. I really actually enjoy the new show that they did, although the movie that they, the mermaid movie that they did, anyway, there are problems with it, but it is what it is. Except for Barbie Life in the Dream House. It's a perfect show. But there's been a lot of talk about Barbie lately, obviously, because the movie came out a bajillion years ago, and I still actually have not seen it. I need to watch it. This is not a response video to the Barbie movie. It is actually a response to the impression of Barbie in general that seems to permeate our culture, and through Barbie, other, quote, unrealistic, feminine presentations. So there's a lot of complaint going around that Barbie is disproportionate, that she's unrealistic, and that she creates a sense of body shaming, unrealistic body perception, and that such things are detrimental to young girls. Well, my thing is, like, that's ridiculous. Of course Barbie's not proportionate. She's a cartoon. And I don't mean that she was hand-drawn. Obviously, I know she's a doll, but she's not designed to look like a human person. She's designed to look like a cartoon. And when you draw people proportionately as cartoons, they look disproportionate. They don't look right if you draw them with human proportions because they're not human. They're cartoons, they're caricatures, they're an idea of what the human shape looks like in general. They're not representative. And getting mad that Barbie, you know, has a X inch waist with size X shoes with, you know, a size X bust, it doesn't make any more sense than getting mad at Violet Parr for not being a representative of a natural human person. Of course, she's not a natural human person. She's a cartoon. Now, it's entirely possible that people do get up in arms about Violet Parr. I don't particularly care enough to go looking it up, but it's hard to escape the whole Barbie thing. And not just Barbie, but the whole Disney princess idea in general. We have, you know, there's a whole bunch of art that people have done where they have re-lined Disney princesses in certain screenshots to look normal, and it comes off looking fake. They're like, this is what, you know, Ariel's waist should actually look like, and they draw it, and it doesn't look proportionate. It looks disproportionate because it's not real. It's a cartoon. That is not supposed to be the size of a normal human person waist, because Ariel is not a normal human person. Barbie is not a normal human person. None of these are normal human persons. It's just ridiculous. But it's gotten to the point where women are like, well, I would never let my kids watch a Disney princess movie because the body is disproportionate. And I'm like, oh my, like, there are a million reasons why I wouldn't want my kids to watch a Disney movie. And disproportionate cartoons doesn't even make, like, the top 50. I mean, there are some serious problems with Disney movies, and they have nothing to do with the fact that they are showcasing cartoon people who are not representative of the actual human physique. It's not just the skinny people in these shows either. The heavier people, they don't look like actual people because they're not actual people. They're fake people. You know, Gaston, who actually looks like Gaston in real life? Even the guy that they got to play Gaston in the live action movie with Emma Watson, he looked like a human person, as a normal human person, but he didn't look like the cartoon, because you can't. It's not real. So if you have a problem with, you know, cartoons presenting the human anatomy in a certain unrealistic way, that's fine. But instead of turning it into this big social justice push for body positivity, why don't you just explain to your children that it's a cartoon and that's not what it looks like in real life? So, and I don't know anybody personally who's ever looked at a Disney princess and gone, oh, that's what I need to look like. It's because it's not real. Now, there are people who do that, and they need mental help, like the Living Barbie girl who got, like, her breasts done. She got, like, 2 or 4 ribs removed. That's unhealthy. That is very sick. And that girl needs help. And the fact that there were people in the medical professional who are willing to cater to her mental illness because she was paying the money, I have a serious problem with that. I do. I really, really do. But that is one woman's mental issue. And it doesn't make sense to push that onto other people and say you have to make cartoons look like real people, when that's never gonna happen. If you make cartoons look like real people, then they stop being cartoons. That's like saying that Timmy from the Fairly Odd Parents is, you know, an accurate representation of what people look like. Any child who watches the Fairly Odd Parents knows that's not what a human person looks like. Any child who watches Gravity Falls knows that's not what a human person looks like. It honestly does a disservice to the intellectual capacities of children to say that they shouldn't be allowed to view cartoons because they might start viewing them as real life. If you're genuinely concerned about that, then have a discussion with your kids about real versus fake. And that's going to be a much more productive use of your time than redrawing the lines of Ariel's waist or signing a petition saying Barbie needs to be more proportionate, even though she's a plastic doll. And what does it matter? Because she's not real. She's a cartoon. And you're the one, I think, that needs to get a life.